and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back in the hospital and that he transferred the duties of his office to his deputy. ABC's Em Nguyen has more.
This is Secretary Austin's second hospitalization this year. He's been admitted to the critical care unit at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, described as something similar to an intensive care unit. The Pentagon says Austin was admitted for a bladder issue.
His doctors also said his cancer prognosis remains excellent. There's celebration in Israel. Two men being held hostage by Hamas were freed in a raid. Both are now being checked at hospitals. Hamas says dozens of people were killed. A woman entered the celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's church in Houston and produced a long gun. She was shot dead by police. Two other people, including a five-year-old boy with the shooter, were hurt. And the Super Bowl, for the second time ever, reached overtime. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22. This is ABC News. The Super Bowl helped to really slow down the movie box office this weekend.
I certainly hope you dance as well as you dress.
The action comedy Argylle held on to the top spot at the box office this weekend, but it only made $6.5 million, down 62% from its opening last weekend, which itself was seen as a bit of a bomb. Still, it was enough to best Lisa Frankenstein, which debuted to $3.8 million. Overall, it was the lowest earning Super Bowl weekend in history, a time which is often slow for movie going. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
A miracle in the Philippines, where a three-year-old girl was pulled alive from the rubble of a landslide that was blamed for dozens of deaths. She had been buried for 2.5 days. And trouble for animals that move around our world. A new report from the UN says nearly half of the world's migratory species, everything from birds to whales, are in decline. More than 20% of the species are being threatened with extinction. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Todd Almaz Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin have overwhelmingly voted to form a union. They will be represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They expect the National Labor Relations Board to certify the results of their election in the coming days. Planned Parenthood officials say they look forward to building a good working relationship with the union and will bargain in good faith to provide excellent patient care across the state. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Election Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette poll suggests President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. Jill Stein got more than 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 40 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 26. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 35. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, 40. We could see a little light rain and snow by Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
We're up late.
Yeah.
That was worth it to me.
It was worth it, though. That was a good way to end it. That was a good game. Great game. I was pulling for San Francisco,
I was all in on KC.
Why?
I told you that. I went to the game with the Hunts. I like the city.
They said they didn't like you. I swear, I just really, I don't ever want that mayor from Green Bay coming here anymore. That's what they say.
We had a great time tailgating. I love that city too. I think the plaza, everything about that. It's San Francisco's like, that's okay. I was delighted with that game. I kind of turned it off.
It was a fun game. It really was.
After it got going, it was boring the first half. But anyway, I'm glad the Chiefs won. And yes, and next year, hopefully it's going to be us.
I thought Usher did a nice job. It wasn't anything like controversial in any way, shape, or form. Just kind of did his thing. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I don't know him. It's the first time I ever saw him.
Usher?
Yeah. So he's
been around for a while.
Yeah, he looked like it.
He's been around for like 25 years.
Yeah, he looked a little older than that.
Conrad, how long has Usher been around?
Oh, God.
25 years.
When I was in eighth grade, he was playing at the eighth grade dances. So
that's what I mean. It's like he's been around.
Yeah, he's been around.
How did you never hear of Usher?
I don't know. I didn't recognize one song except that. And I was waiting for that. I'm like, where's that song? Because that's what they've been promoting. That was his last song.
Kind of a signature.
Yes. So he's reminding me of Michael Jackson. Is that weird?
No.
Okay. This looks like old moves. Hey, what do I know? I don't follow him. Everybody's Usher. So I thought it was like so. I mean, I think I went and got something to eat during that.
Hey, where are my wings?
I know, man.
You told me. I was like so excited. It's like, Jim's making me wings today. I don't have to get anything. Jim's making me wings.
I was going to call you.
And what happened?
I literally sat by my phone.
I literally had my phone sitting next to me. It's like, well, I'm not going to get anything to eat because Jim's making me wings.
I was going to. I bought them, but then I didn't eat them. It's not like I made them and ate them. I just didn't make wings. So I will make wings for you.
It's too late now.
No. This
Super Bowl. I wanted Super Bowl wings.
Sorry. Anyway, thanks for letting me off on Friday. It's a weird day. But anyway, this weekend, you know, what do I love, right? Two things I really love. Football.
Milton and?
Well, my dog, for sure. That'd be four things. Oh. You know, I like food. But you know what I like is, we can't talk about politics, but I like politics and I like professional football. And this weekend was both with, you know, Gallagher.
Go ahead. I mean, that's your...
That is big news.
Again, I'm not going to make an excuse. I don't follow politics. And I know I should and whatever. I just don't. But... For you, that's like a spectator sport. That's part
totally.
Of your thing. So go ahead, give your views
on
Gallagher.
I read everything. You know, it's interesting. I mean, he's, you know, one of 435 congressmen, and, you know, he wins. He's beaten everybody, and he wins by the largest margin. You know, you look at, Kagan and...
I think you might want to move in a little bit here.
I'm just saying, when you look at the people... I mean, he wins by big margins. And, you know, people like him. Some people say he's presidential. And I was just really, really surprised when he said, look, I'm not running again. He's got two little kids, and I kind of get that. He's a young guy. But that just opens up a world for people who, I'm not saying they want to be, people who want to advance in politics. So you hear names, Roger Roth, that's Toby. Remember Toby Roth? He was our congressman forever. Okay. I think it's his nephew. Andre Jacques, who we both know. Andre was my chief of staff for a while. John Mako. It's just these people are going to see, well, this is an open seat because you can't beat this guy. But this guy said, well, I'm not running again, and surprised everybody on Friday when he said that. So I think you're going to hear a lot of names of people that would like to serve their constituents in Congress.
I mean, that's quite a prestigious position.
It's great. I mean, it really is, and it can lead to a lot of things. And you're a Congress person, so that's going to be interesting. I was just really surprised when Gallagher said he's not going to seek re-election because he would have won, I think. But and I know there's people who are going to say, "Oh no, you know, he took a bad vote, and you know, he was going to be primaried, and he wasn't going to win that." I don't know about that. I think people are forgiving. A lot of people didn't like his last vote on that border thing, that impeaching that.
Right.
Ooh, that was bad. There's got to be something I'm missing on that because I don't understand why he did that. But anyway.
Would you have any interest in that position?
You know what? So serving in politics is kind of like anything, right? And there's different jobs. There's the legislative, there's the executive. And I'm not good at the legislative side. I don't like being one of a committee. I would much rather be, the mayor, the county executive. I like those things, governor. So it wouldn't fit my DNA.
Okay.
And I don't know that, I'm kind of getting a little bit.
What type of person does that take?
The executive?
Yeah.
Well, you're at the top, right? And you've got to have the vision, you got to have the leadership, and you got to put up with a lot. And I happen to like that. I do. Even having my own business. I mean, here I'm in the legislative branch because I'm just one of a committee with you and Todd. But at the end of the day, I would much prefer to be in the leadership role. And I know the wind blows strongest at the top. And
what type of person does it take to be in that position?
The executive position?
So it seemed like he was ideal for that.
Oh, you mean in terms of Gallagher?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gallagher was great in that position. He got along with people. People respected him. He understood politics, right? And, he had a focus. Some of those guys get there and just, go from room to room. I mean, Mike really zoned in on the whole China thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And he knew what he was talking about. I mean, he was a smart guy, too, right? Didn't he have his master's and spent a lot of time in the military? I just think I think he's a good person. I think we need good people in government, and I thought he was one of them. I was surprised by this, but look, you got family.
How tough is it to be in a government position?
Well, what Mike said, which is true of any Congress is elected every 2 years. Do you realize that you're probably campaigning 18 months out of that 2 years? And it cost a fortune to run, even in a safe seat. So he's like, look, that's why the U.S. Senate is every 6 years. That's good. That's a little more comfortable. You win, it's like, okay, I can breathe for a couple of years. But I don't think he liked that. And like I said, I just think with his family, and he just is like, look, I'm going to take a break. But
What's the reward? What's the, the pay is pretty good, and everything. But what's the win?
Well, a couple things, right? You're right. The pay, $138,000, I think. It could have been more than that now. Benefits. I mean, you're in Congress. I mean, you're a leader in our country. The doors open are significant.
Right.
I mean, think about that. And I'm not just talking about politics. I mean, in the private sector as well. I mean, how many of these guys leave Congress and you know, are doing a radio show like you and me. I mean, these guys move on, bigger things. They work for department. They work for contractors. They become lobbyists. And so it opens a lot of doors. And someone as young as he is, you know, like I said, I'm not sure how old he is, but I don't think he's 40 yet. I mean, he can probably do a lot right now. He said something about teaching, which would be interesting. But, yeah, it's just the win in that is, I mean, you're serving your constituents. Most people have pretty, most people are pretty nice. And I think you can make a difference. You know, look at the stuff he's working on right now. I mean, the whole immigration, you know, budget, all that. So
how much harder do you think politics is now versus like 20 years ago?
It's not any harder than it was 20 years ago. It's same issues, budgets, people. Drugs. It's social media.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
So the campaigning is
just
different.
On a personal level of being in that position. Yeah. How much more difficult is it, do you think, now than it was?
Much more. You know, and now, I don't know, the Cruz wants to have security for these people. I mean, that's ridiculous. But it is. And I think, you know, people... There's some mean people out there. I mean, I underscore the word mean, that, you know, it's hurtful stuff. It's not like, well, I don't know if you should have voted for this, really this and that. It's more personal attacks. And, I don't know. I can see Mike saying, look, I don't need that. My kids are, what, 4 and 2 and to grow up in that world. But it's tough. I mean, I can tell you it's tough. It's tough because people can write anything they want and say anything they want. And they have the right to do that. It's just that. Do they really have to? And do you have to be that mean-spirited about it? I mean, there's people I don't agree with, but I'd like to think they know Jim Schmidt doesn't agree with me, but he's, like I just told you last week, you know, I called one of the people running in my district and just told him, look, I've supported you in the past, but I'm not supporting you now. And these are the reasons why. And he's like, okay, I understand that. Like,
Civil. I mean,
right. You have to send out some blog or whatever, some Facebook thing it's just silly. But anyway, that's the country we live in right now, and that's the world we live in. But anyway, I'm going to miss Mike. I think he was admirable. Anybody who serves in Congress, I think, is admirable, right? That's a tough thing.
Absolutely.
John.
Oh, my gosh.
You're gone a lot?
No question. All the respect in the world for anybody that's in politics. Believe me. I don't care what side you're on. I don't know where you're. I respect for.
I sometimes tell kids, you know, I think everybody should be a waiter or waitress because I think that gives you a perspective on that side of life, right? And I also think everybody should run for office.
Wow. I could never do it. I
said run. I didn't win, but you could run. Anyway, so that's that. But equally as important this weekend to me was Super Bowl.
I love getting your insight on, because that's your world, was politics for so many years. And
21.
I thought the Gallagher thing was like shocking. It's like, wow.
I would use that word. Some people thought, well, you know, he's concerned about his upcoming election. We're all concerned about our upcoming election. You know, there's nothing guaranteed in politics, but that guy has a pretty good track record. And yeah, you know, like I said, nobody agrees 100% with anybody, but he was a good representative, I thought. But anyway, it'd be interesting to see, and I don't know that Sage likes us talking about politics too much on this show.
Are you get him on your podcast?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I want to talk about that pod. You know,
let's talk about it.
That's
a cool thing you're doing. I really and truly do. All right, we're just getting started on a Monday morning here. Mono and the Mayor. Back at this.
Madman Brothers, Brothers Indians in the summer with the teenage diplomat.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Right, of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering, shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends June 23, 2024.
fabulous Farm Bay. Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course, the Civic Media app, 29 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 27 degrees in Oshkosh. It is National Football Hangover Day.
Did you see, Johnny, that there are some people in Congress, speaking of Congress, that want to make this a national holiday?
I did not.
The why? Day after, probably why we're.
But you know what? I don't
that's
get.
That's crazy.
Like, but you, well, exactly. You know, like, and I was watching that game last night. It's like, okay, you know, I'm kind of pulling for the 49ers. And, but it's not like, you know, people talk like the Super Bowl is, oh, it's just. But it's like, if the Packers aren't playing, I don't really give a crap too much. You know what I mean? If the Packers were in it, I mean, I'll take a Packers game against anybody during the regular season. Over the excitement of last night. I mean, the Packers-Vikings or Packers-Bears or something in October, to me, is a lot more exciting than the game yesterday.
Yet you watched it, and
I did,
you along with 100 million people, John.
I know, but I didn't, have any. I didn't really have any emotion. I mean, with Packer games, sometimes I, like, you know, throw my, you know, boot through the wall or whatever. But I didn't have any emotion. It's like, okay, you're watching a game. I don't feel like if you're not emotionally invested in something like that, it's like, yeah, okay.
I don't know. I think one out of three people in this country watch that game.
I don't. But I'm just saying. Did you? I mean, did you feel?
Oh,
I mean,
did.
The game ended.
My
it's
dog.
Like,
he used to, okay. No. Milton, because I don't, you know, yell a lot, and man, he just run upstairs when I'd yell because he was afraid. You know,
but were you pulling that hard for either team?
Yeah,
is what I'm
Chiefs,
saying.
I
you
was.
Were.
Oh yeah, you. I was.
Wow.
I was all in on the Chiefs.
Why?
Because I like the city. I like the owners. I like Kansas City. I got some friends who live down there. I like Patrick Mahomes. I think he's a good representative. And I'm sure this Purdy guy's a great guy too. I don't know him, but of him, but yeah, I just. I don't know. I know you know Andy Reid. I don't. But, yeah, and I think they were kind of the underdogs. And I think I like when underdogs win.
So, how can you say Patrick Mahomes is an underdog anything?
He mentioned that last night.
No.
He did. Did you see that on stage, Con?
Yeah, I mean, he was an underdog coming into the playoffs. But you can't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
No, exactly.
He said last night, we're
exactly.
Not, he said last night, you know, we're not underdogs. And no, I think, I don't know. I thought the emotion was, I thought that first half was super boring. But man, once it got going, I thought that was a pretty good game.
Second half was phenomenal. I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I didn't really even know they had that new rule about overtime, how that went.
It's another game, you mean?
Well, basically, yeah, it's a whole new game.
It is.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know it's like that.
That's totally fair, right? That they
I agree.
Each,
yeah.
You know, get a
totally
chance.
Agree.
And I didn't.
Yep. What else today is also National Pork Rind Day. You know, those, listen to me.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, would you listen? Diet. They're great when you're on the no carb diet. They have like no carbs, pork rinds, which is weird. There's like no carbs in pork. You can eat as many pork rinds as you want when you're on the keto diet. Yes. Yes.
What? I thought pork rinds were like deep fried.
They are, but there's like no carbs. I don't know why.
I don't think that.
It's okay. Con.
I don't know. I don't know that you can deep fry stuff without carbs.
Would you look up carbs in pork rinds?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
And deep frying and carbs too.
What did you think? I got a text. What did you think about Kelsey pushing Coach Reed? Yeah, I thought that was pretty bad.
So did you see the interview before the game?
There's zero.
Zero carbs, right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, Con.
Pork rinds for breakfast.
Yes.
All right.
You will lose. If you ate pork rinds, if you ate nothing but pork rinds for 2 weeks, you'd lose 20 pounds.
I don't know if I could do that.
You'd be down 20 pounds, Jim.
I did some.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to eat nothing but pork rinds for 2 weeks. You
so
watch.
You're a big Catholic, right? You're an altar boy.
I was.
Yeah, I know. Altar boy Hall of Fame. You mentioned that one time.
Hassock's retired.
Right.
My scapular.
The Vatican. Right. So Lent is coming up, Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. And so you know what I ordered? From our soup lady yesterday? I ordered 2 quarts of gumbo and a giant muffaletta for tomorrow.
Oh, for Fat Tuesday, Short Tuesday.
Yeah, 2 quarts of gumbo.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So did she bring some soup for you guys?
No, I got to pick it up. Oh, yeah. Oh, you weren't here.
No, I wasn't here.
Oh, she brought in like 5 different types.
Really?
Oh, it was tremendous. Oh, Mark Houston was here and his son Charlie and everybody. We had a great time.
See, I missed all that.
And there was a good tomato basil. Which is fantastic.
That gumbo sounds really good.
Oh, man. Yes.
I got my refrigerator ready for Lent.
Did you get your new refrigerator?
No. Oh. It's not getting that coming until. No, that's whatever. I mean, it's the old one. But I have, I cleaned out my fridge, you guys, and it's just, I have a shelf. It's just the salad shelf.
Ah.
So it's just.
But that one goes untouched?
No. It's going to be just, so I have the lettuce there, and then I cut up all the stuff that goes on the salad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's the salad shelf.
Wow.
There's nothing else.
You're organized.
I threw out a bunch of stuff, and then I have fruit, and then I'm just going to go to the store and get, like, salmon. For Lent, I know that the Catholic priests always say Lent is not a diet, but I'll think of Jesus once in a while, but I am going to kind of focus in on
good. Health. Good. When's your trainer coming in here today? He's coming in pretty quick, right?
Why do you guys book this stuff when I'm gone?
Well, like, I mean, it's just, you know what I mean?
Spencer Melberg from Western Racket. Yes, that is my personal trainer.
Okay.
I don't know why we're bringing him in today.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah. We should talk to you.
What's that supposed to mean?
I meant a compliment to that, John. Give up on me. Because how long have I been with this guy? 6 weeks?
Yeah. Not working?
What do you think?
Huh?
Yeah. Mm. I feel a little bit better. I did walk yesterday. Well, you walk every day. I'm trying to do that because that's like super good exercise to just get out and walk for 30 minutes, which is about a mile and a half, right?
Yeah, roughly.
So I did that anyway.
I think I have short. You know, I was reading about that, about how many steps you're supposed to take and this whole thing. I think my steps are pretty short.
That'd probably be the same.
I don't think I have a really long stride.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I got one of those little pedicures. Or not a pedicure,
pedometer.
Pedometer. And that's fantastic. I mean, it puts how many steps, how many miles, how many calories, everything, the time. Get one of those. Cool.
Do you get the calorie thing?
Uh-huh. Well, wow. It's disappointing.
No, but what if it says you've burned 300 calories?
Do you 45, know? You know how many calories it says I burn in 45 minutes of walking?
200.
150.
Yeah.
Maybe that's disappointing.
Pace a little bit.
It's like,
but then, do you know when you eat? Like, do you know how many calories are in stuff that you eat? Do you know what you offset that? See, I don't get that part of it. I can look and say, oh, I burned 200 calories, but if I eat something, I have no idea.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Where did you learn how many calories were in like an orange or a cheeseburger or like? How do you know that? Or do you look it up?
I look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that gumbo soup. Are there how many calories are in that?
None. It's just like pork rinds. There are no calories in gumbo.
Cheeseburgers.
Yes.
None.
I can't wait to get my gumbo and muffaletta. All right, we got to set a quick break. Brittany's going to be joining us. We got Jim's trainer is going to be joining us. We got a lot of stuff going on today on a Monday morning post football season. Back after this.
Sending all my love along the way. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love and a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, The Todd Alboa Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alboa Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Wisconsin's getting ready to be the center of the culinary world's attention with the introduction of this season's Top Chef. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday.
Is back.
Come on. Woo.
We've gathered rising star chefs from across the country here to Wisconsin.
I need dairy.
Wisconsin!
There's something Wisconsinites can't live without.
Cheese!
Cheese Fest 2023.
Too much cheese.
Get out of Wisconsin.
That's the trailer for the upcoming brand new season of Top Chef on Bravo Network. This is season 21, and we'll focus in on all things Wisconsin, featuring Wisconsin's award-winning cheesemakers, as well as Door County cherries and Wisconsin cranberries. The premiere begins on Wednesday, March 20th.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And several Wisconsin congressmen and senators are now trying to advance legislation that would help beginning farmers in the state. Their policy is called the Farming Forward Program in Wisconsin, and it would help pass family farms on to the next generation by encouraging existing farmers to sell or lease farmland and machinery to beginning farmers and also help beginning farmers with their startup costs. The Farming Forward program is based on other states' legislation, including a successful program in Minnesota as well as Iowa, and they've also been working with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue to craft the bill. They are looking for additional sponsors on the Farming Forward program in Wisconsin, designed to try to help the next generation take over that farm. And that's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Monday. Don't forget more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Mostly sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 40 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 26 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high of 35 on Wednesday, partly cloudy, 40. We could see a little light rain and snow by Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, getting it started on a Monday morning. Got a text here from Big Wayne Stiegelman. He said, it's the extra caloric burn after the workout from increased metabolism that is the long-term benefit of exercise. Thank you, Big Wayne.
Thanks. Okay. It's the extra caloric burn.
Yes.
So what he's saying is that after we work out, we
keeps burning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
That's all right. Good.
But the problem with that,
yeah,
you got to work out.
Yeah.
So other than that,
okay,
it's doable.
Do we have Brittany?
Yes.
Brittany, good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Nice to see you.
You as well. Did you enjoy the weekend?
Yes, I did. Did you?
Of course.
I was in your neck of the woods. I was up in Wausau, and you have snow on Granite Peak.
Yes, we do.
I was surprised.
Isn't that crazy to see?
Yeah, it is, because you have no snow on the ground there.
No. And you go to the Granite Peak, or if you go up to the state park, you can see the trails and you can just see the snow built there for just the slopes.
Is that icy? Is it icy or is it good snow?
It's looking pretty icy right now.
It did. And that was pretty far away.
Is anybody still skiing, Brittany?
They are. A lot of kids out there, families too. I'm impressed. I'm a little too nervous to try in icy situations, but these kids are fearless.
Oh, that's cool.
But they allow snowboarding, right?
They do. So, absolutely.
Did you watch the snowboarding championship yesterday? Yesterday.
No, but I'm hoping to get one of our guys on, the guy from Iron River, Michigan, who won the gold medal in the Olympics a couple of years ago.
Yeah. That's
He's unbelievable. He's amazing.
Oh, man.
That is so cool.
It is. So, all right. So that's what was going on up there. Because I was just surprised. I think we have more. It's not that far away, but I think we have more snow on the ground here than you do in Wausau. It just seemed like. Wow.
How unbelievable is this, Brittany? I mean, what's the best way of putting it? How unusual is this for what we've got here, basically the middle of February in green grass?
It is completely
And I was in the UP. I was in the UP for the weekend.
The other way. Uh-huh.
And in the UP, normally, I mean, that's like, and it was green grass in the UP in the middle of February.
Oh, gosh, that breaks my heart. Even into the UP, that's just too sad. I don't like it at all. We've had the warmest start to a year on record. We've had the warmest start to a February on record. I mean, we've had the warmest January as well. It's just not. I was looking at the ice coverage on Lake Michigan. We're supposed to be at peak ice coverage right now. We're at 2%.
Unbelievable.
2%.
I saw one like that on Lake Superior, too. Same type of thing.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. This has been a wild upside down winter. It's only been about 2 weeks of snow and cold that we got. And
how much is this going to hurt, like, the water levels and everything, just the ground level?
We're probably going to see a pretty good drought situation come spring.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking if I had a business that relied on snow, I would seriously look at redoing my business model because it's
when you have to depend on that. Isn't that true? That's God bless those people.
I know. It's not like it was 2 weeks of warm weather. It's been like Brittany said, the whole year.
Unbelievable.
And this week, I didn't see any snow in the forecast.
There is a small potential, the smallest potential possible, about 1 to 3 inches looks like in Wednesday and Thursday. We've got a little system swinging by the state. So, but that's not a lot. We need a good 6 inches to kind of hit us all over the state. So we'll keep an eye on it. But the system is getting a little bit more active. We are seeing more systems trying to move in. So by the end of February, temperatures will actually be below our average highs.
But you know,
we are seeing some changes.
Problem with that, though, too, if you get the low temperatures without that snow, that like insulation type thing, you know, for pipes. And everything like that. The boys from Midwest Restoration, I'm sure, can talk about that. But this is uncharted territory. We've never seen this before. Isn't that crazy?
No.
Like, ever.
It is. I know. And I think, well, you guys just had your sturgeon spearing season, too, the opener on Lake Winnebago. And I saw people out there. And looking at those images, and the ice is just so thin in all those places. Oh, goodness.
I don't get that.
Did you see the rescue guys out there, too?
Did they have to go out there?
Did they do two of them?
Did they?
Do two rescues?
I didn't even know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think you have to be
We should get hold of our guy, Tom Drzewicki, see what's going on with that. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Brittany, it's always a pleasure having you on. I wish we had more to talk about, but it's just like, man, we are just in a lull, huh? I mean, I'm okay with it since, you know, I'm, you know, whatever, but I know a lot of people that depend on the snow and the ice and everything like that, and that's part of living in Wisconsin, especially Northeast Wisconsin, and it's just strange. It's all you can say.
Unprecedented. It's strange. And it's you know, ice skating rinks and just, everything. We're not flooding those. And,
yeah.
Hey, did you stay up? I know you're up early in the morning, but did you stay up last night for the Super Bowl?
Of course, I had to.
And did
what do you guys think?
Who are you pulling for?
The Chiefs.
Why? Why are you pulling for the Chiefs?
Because I don't know. The 49ers, they just crush us every time. And then they also beat the Lions. And I'm just tired of it. And I just.
I don't know. I can't stand the
Chiefs.
I don't
know, guys. Wow. Was I the weird one?
Yeah, you're the weird one.
I'm with you, Brittany. I'll take. I enjoyed that game. And once it got going, I thought that was a lot of fun.
Fine.
So what are you doing for winter sports? I mean, you're just doing the fat tire bike thing or like. I know you're a cross-country skier, downhill skier, snowmobiler. None of that stuff's happening.
None of it's happening. I'm just doing the mountain bike at this point. I know there's a big snowshoe championship in Eau Claire this weekend, and they ended up trail running.
Wow. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to bike to Wausau this year. We'll have lunch.
Good. I'm excited.
I am. I'm serious. I'm biking all the way to Wausau on that trail.
Brittany, let me tell you how this is going to unfold. when is that again? Okay. Brittany, can we just like meet like halfway? Like, let's just meet in Pulaski.
No, I'm good. I'm going all the way to Wausau. I am, Jim. Oh.
That's a hike. How long is that?
It's like 80 something miles, I think.
I can do it.
85 miles.
I can do it. Straight shot.
Straight shot. In a day. Yeah. One day.
Okay.
You want to join me?
No, I'm good. I hope you do that, Jim.
I'm going to do that.
Really good. And that would be fun. Little bit of an incentive to we'll talk about it on the radio, but to meet up with Brittany and I think that would all be good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Brittany. Always a pleasure having you on. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Thank you, Brittany. Too. See ya.
Yeah. That weather is something.
I'm doing it. I'm biking to Wausau, Jim.
On that trail.
Yes.
It's Mountain Bay. I mean, that's why the trail's there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We'll make it there in about an hour and a half.
Done. Okay.
What?
It's going to take you all day. Plus, you have to get
a couple hours. I'll get it a couple hours.
Huh? And then you got to get like.
I got a mountain bike.
But you have to bring like bike repair stuff.
For right? What?
Like, well, if your bike breaks down.
My bike's not going to break down. Why did my bike break down? What?
What if John breaks down?
All right. 2 hours.
Isn't that something? No. John.
3 hours.
5 hours.
All right.
5 hours. That's and then you're gonna come back that day?
I gotta get biker shorts, so otherwise I chafe. God, I do. I got a chafing thing in my thighs.
Oof. Okay.
What?
So you're gonna do that. When
yeah.
So I think this is in May. All right, that's good. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna set that up with Brittany. I think we're gonna track this a little bit.
We'll
John.
Do it on the air. I'll see if I can make it to Wausau in the time we're on the air. John. I'll start here right at 6
on
see
Monday,
if I get there by 8.
See you get there by Friday, but we're still on the air.
We could do this.
Okay, I think that's a great goal. I do. And remember when I talked about
you know what I do? I just got my phone. I can like tape it. I'll like duct tape it. I don't have a helmet. I don't wear bike helmets.
Ooh,
I know I should. I know,
John,
I don't.
If we're going to cover this, you need to wear a bike helmet.
I look terrible in bike helmets.
That's
I
what
look
it's all
so
about.
Bad
that's
in a helmet.
That's what it's all about.
I can like duct tape the phone to my face. And I could just talk so I have my hands on the steering wheels. Or the, what you call it? Not steering wheel. What do you call it? I've ever ridden a bike
handles.
Bike handles.
Steering wheel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you stay to the right side, though, right?
I'm going
to
do this. Okay. I'm serious, Jim.
That's
we're
great.
Doing this.
No. Whoa. What's
Conrad.
The word?
Write
okay,
this
you
down.
Go with Conrad.
All right.
Write this
Conrad.
Down. We're doing
you and
this.
Todd. You
I'm
Todd.
Doing this. How far can I get in the 2 hours? You know what we could do? We could do like a fundraiser.
I like
people
that.
Where people would bid towards how much, you know what I mean? How many
so much
miles I'd get in 2 hours? How far could I get in 2 hours biking, do you think? I really don't know. Where's Peter? Peter Fluke.
Yeah.
How far could I get in 2 hours of biking? Because I'm going to be in shape by then, too.
Okay. That's great, John. This is going to be fun. Did you say May? Did you write that down, Con? May?
May.
Okay,
yeah.
May. I just want to track this.
Yeah. I'm doing this.
I think you sound like you're
going to
do it.
I'm going to do it.
I mean, you have
it.
Good energy in your voice.
Yeah.
And
I bet I could get 50 miles in 2 hours, don't you?
No.
Oh, my God. No, are you serious?
No.
I could easily get 50 miles in 2 hours.
Ain't gonna happen. Nope.
I'll bet you.
Hey, I think we're speaking of bets. No, I was speaking
of bets.
You
already owe me $30.
No, I think we're zeroed out. I was thinking about that last night.
We are not zeroed out.
I think we went double or nothing on the game. And you picked the Niners, and I picked, and I went straight up. I didn't even take the 2 points. So I'm pretty sure, I want Todd to look at that. I know, Con, you don't, I don't know if you can get back to, he'll find that.
I don't think we did.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're zeroed out, so.
I don't think so. I got to be honest with you. I think you still owe me $30.
No, because I said, who are you picking for the game? And you're like, I'm going San Francisco. And
with
I'm like,
the spread.
Yeah. And I said, look, I'll take the Chiefs straight up.
And you're giving me 3.5 points.
Two.
Three
two.
And a half.
Big deal. They won by five, didn't they?
No.
Three. Did they,
two.
Oh, 22. No, I didn't. I would have never done 3.5. I don't get that half anyway. No, I'm pretty sure we're zeroed out on the bet. So I don't want to bet against you for this bike ride because I want to encourage you. I'll tell you what, this is what I'll do.
I will do 50 miles in 2 hours.
And if you do that, then I'll give you $50.
All right. Con?
Given that we zeroed out, given that we zeroed out our last bet, and I think we did.
We didn't, Jim.
No, I'm not going $80. That's
We're doing 50?
No. Only if.
Can I do 50 miles in 2 hours on a bike?
Yeah. But we're doing $50?
No, wait. What do you mean, yeah? What makes you think John can do that?
I got faith in him.
Thank you. Thank you, Con. One person in this entire facility that has faith in me in any way, shape, or form. Thank you for that, Con.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I don't.
Why don't you think I could do that?
I don't want to bet against you, John. I want to
I don't think 25 miles an hour is that hard on a bike, is it? How fast does somebody normally go?
No, it's not.
On a bike.
25 miles an hour.
Oh, I got this. John, no, you can't.
Okay, there you go. Who's that? But probably somebody who knows a lot more than we do.
He goes, no, you cannot, John. You most likely will do 32 miles in 2 hours.
Wow, that guy can't.
Unless you have a very high-end bike and you train.
Mm. Right. Okay. So that's $50.
For quite some time.
All right, we'll leave that on the table then.
How fast does a normal person go? Where's Dr. Kristen? She would know. Or Craig, her boyfriend Craig. How far do you got? Because they want to bike with me. Because they're like, we want to bike with you, John.
Yeah, they're going to invite you, John. And they're going to be like, wow, we shouldn't have done this. You know, it's like people who invite you to golf. And then they're like, you know, we probably shouldn't have invited. Then they don't invite you next time. And that's why, because you're not. I think.
Hey, my guess, you want to go biking this weekend?
Right.
Oh,
my boy, guess, Johnny, is you're not going to keep pace with them. So, no, that couple, Flutie.
Yeah, Peter.
Peter's
wife, yeah.
He would know.
Yes,
he knows
Peter,
you.
If you're listening, how far could I go? Cowboy Dave says, not even close. What does that mean?
Thank you. See, we're getting people who know a lot more than we do calling
but
in.
But I'm going to train for this, Jim. Yeah. It's not like just on a whim I wake up on a Saturday morning.
No,
it's like I'm going to bike 25 miles an hour. I'm going to be in training. It's all
day Friday. Yeah. Okay. $50. Yeah. John, ain't going to happen. But, look, I want to encourage you. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be an obstacle here. I think I'm going to encourage you.
We're doing a fundraiser.
I like that.
We're doing a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And it's going to be how many miles can I do during the length of this show?
No, that's not the best. You do that all the time. You change the rules.
I didn't change.
You said you're going to do 50 miles in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Now, if I don't get the 50 miles, people can put money down on how much they will bid or how much they will, you know.
No, you will make good on their pledge.
Yeah, but I mean,
John Minor will make good. So I'll put up my $50.
No, but
if you don't make it, you are going to pay my
$50. No, but what I'm saying, Jim, is somebody could say, hey, I'm gonna, you know, for if he does 20 miles, I'm giving $20.
Well, what risk do you have in that? None, zero.
Pride.
Huh?
Pride. Personal pride.
You will make good on the pledge.
Yeah. I could do 50 miles in 2 hours.
You're
I could do this.
What I'm saying.
All right. Okay. All right. We got to set a quick break. Can't wait to talk to your trainer.
Oh, no,
Spencer will be coming up.
He's my man.
Minor the Mayor. Back up this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dykesville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mando the Mayor here on a Monday morning on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We are getting some people pledging.
Yes, I see this. This guy knows what he's talking about. Todd from DePere. He said, I'll make the first pledge of $1 per mile. And then I think he knows you, Johnny, because he wrote, who do I write the $1.50 check to?
All right, real funny, Todd. That's real funny.
Mile and a half. I'll give you, you'll do more than a mile and a half, but you're not going to do 50 miles in 2 hours. And you're getting
well,
some
that's
text
my goal.
On your, it's your goal. I know,
that's my goal. How much, folks, how much will you pledge? We're going to do this. I'm going to ride my bike for 2 hours during the show. And you know what the money's going to? You know what it's going towards?
You have some couple charities.
No, listen to me. We're building a house, one of the tiny houses, the veteran tiny houses. We're building one of those. That's what it's going towards.
Oh, nice.
Mine own the mayor house.
I don't
Johnny and Jim.
That. No,
Johnny and Jim home. What?
I think we should.
Johnny and Jim.
No.
Why?
I think we're going to do, you know how we're doing this? We got this campaign coming up for our radio show. I think we got to get a campaign going for our, I still, that land in Nugani, I think is going to work. And it's going to be off the grid with Mino and the mayor.
Well.
And people are going to get up there and they're going to absolutely love it.
All right.
So anyway, all right. Somebody wants to know back to the NFL.
What did you think of the commercials? Nothing like jumped at me where it's like, oh my goodness, that was a $10 million endeavor. Did any of them like jump out at
you? Yeah, there was.
Which one?
I said it to Donna. I said, I could talk to John about this tomorrow. Didn't resonate. I keep talking about something else. I'll think about it. I thought it was really funny.
Con, you see any commercials that like jumped out at you last night?
So there's this one for DoorDash, and it was every single commercial that had something that you could add to the cart for DoorDash.
Yeah.
They put it in there. You enter a sweepstakes and you get like a cart that has like 6,000 things in it. And it had a car in it. A bunch of other stuff. But I thought it was really, really like funny that they did that.
Yeah, none of the other ones though,
this is the one I liked.
Which one?
The M&Ms.
Okay.
Where it was all people who just missed the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was cute.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
Because you know, we talked about that, I don't know, it was a few weeks ago. Dude, that hurts, and they remember that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for them to just get out and Marino and everybody else.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. And I don't know what were they saying? Something about the peanut butter? I didn't get the connection to the M&Ms. I just thought it was funny to see these guys. It's like, oh, man, I feel your pain type thing. But
yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
What did you people think? Any commercials that jumped out at you? Let us know. That, like, really, it's like, oh, that was really awesome.
They brought in a lot of A talent though for those commercials.
Well, they always do, yeah.
I mean, Brady was in,
yeah,
and yeah, I thought they were all right. Some of them, you know, like Con was saying, like that DoorDash thing. That's like not my thing. Some of it was maybe over my head, but not over my head. It didn't relate to me. I wasn't their target audience, but some of that stuff I thought was really funny.
But you know what? The money that goes into those things.
$7 million.
But part of the deal is, you know,
30 seconds.
But you know, I was reading one thing where it's like, you know, okay, they spent all this money and the commercial was a flop. All right. But they said that's okay too, because that's memorable. It's just that point of mind type thing. Somehow, does it stick? Yes or no?
Right. And like the halftime entertainment, like Usher didn't get paid. They don't pay the halftime entertainment. Now the
I didn't know that.
They don't. They don't get paid.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, come on.
The cat in the mail one was cute. Okay.
Did I miss that? Does anybody remember that one? The mail. I like mail. What? The cat in the mail.
I don't think I saw that one either.
I think I had to run upstairs and get some, I had to reload, but I must have.
You know what?
Nachos, whatever. Okay. Chili.
What did you have?
I had.
And were you by yourself?
Bruchette. No, Donna was there. She came back. She was at
a retreat. But I mean, generally, you're by yourself. You didn't have any guests over.
No, I had no guests
no
over.
No guests.
No, and we talked about inviting guests over, but two reasons. One is I didn't want to, but the other thing, it gets a little bit late, and we got to work. We got to be up at 4. So anyway, I had bruschetta,
Nice.
That was good. I made some awesome chili.
Arnold saying nay, but in the State Farm ad. Okay.
That was funny.
That was funny.
You know what? That was funny.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right.
I would like to, wouldn't that be fun to that's your job is to think of commercials?
Yes.
God, that would be fun.
That's what I wanted to major in when I was in college. I wanted to major in advertising, come up with commercials and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would like to do that.
That would be.
I still want to have a job like that. Hire me to make commercials.
You could do that.
I could do that.
I mean,
that.
You're
I could do
creative.
Commercials.
And, yeah. But what you have to do even before that, though, is who's your target audience? Because, that whole thing with, the greatest generation, silent generation, baby boomers, X, Y, Z, and now what's the newest generation? Alpha? What's it called?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I think it is Alpha.
You an Alpha?
No.
Conrad, are you an Alpha?
No, I was born in 1999.
Okay.
So you would be, don't tell me, you'd be a millennial.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, because I think it's 97. I wish they would have just done it in 20-year increments, because that's about what a generation. I wish they would have, but then some of them are 14 years, some are longer, and 26 years or maybe 24 years. And it's hard to follow all of that. And these guys who come up with this branding, that was a European company that came up with the Alpha thing, right? Yes, no? Anyway.
We don't know. You just keep talking here. I'm just going
to
sit back.
What I'm saying, John, okay. I want to get back to my point, is that you need to target an audience. And you would be like really, really good with, obviously the baby boomers.
Yeah.
And you probably.
My wheelhouse.
And your kid is, I don't know. You'd be good with the millennials because your son is in that thing. And
right.
So would I.
Okay.
But I think we could write some pretty good ads that would connect with those two, which are two huge segments of our population, the baby boomers and the millennials. And that you can study what do they like, what do they don't like. I mean, millennials are pretty bright people. They a little more socially aware than we were. And I think that would be fun to write ads that are humorous because people, if they're laughing, if they're happy, probably a tendency to buy it.
Yeah.
So we could do that. We could make some money on the side.
Okay, let's work on this.
All right.
I like it.
I love it.
Start up our own ad agency or something.
There you go.
I like this a lot.
We could call it M&M.
I know.
Mm.
Or J&J.
Think that's taken?
Mm. I don't know. Let's work on it, okay?
Okay.
So, okay, we're gonna talk with your trainer when we come
is
back.
He here?
I don't know.
Good.
And I just, let's not,
right.
How do I put this?
Let's be nice to
let's be
Jim
nice,
Schmidt today.
Even though he's failing in his quest to turn you into a
I signed up for a year, John.
I know, but
I
I'm just
one
saying, I'm not saying it's, but it's not, I guess what I'm trying to say is, let's not put the blame on him. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, you fell over the first time you tried to do a lunge, Jim.
I did.
What does he have to work with? Come on.
I think, John,
think
let's
about
be a little
it.
Respectful. Let's
come on. Mind on the Mirror on a Monday morning, back right after this. Rising up.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.